sezona, start sezoni very important. Cilic still struggling a little bit to come back after all the injuries.
Cilic se borio za povratak u formu nakon ozljeda. Ako igrač nije dobro pripremljen i u najboljoj fizičkoj formi, posebno ovdje u Australiji, to odmah izađe na vidjelo. Mogao se bolje plasirati, ali bori se postići formu kakvu je imao na US Openu.
He's trying hard, but it's disappointment a little bit. He could go probably a little bit further, but he's still struggling to get back to what he played at the US Open when he won.
On se želi vratiti ove godine u top 10, u top 10. Što on mora napraviti ovako fizički po pitanju kondicije i svoje igre da bi to ostvario?
Pa može on. He was already there once, close, top.
Povratak je moguć, treba se vratiti temeljnim pripremama, doći u formu i hrabro se boriti, jer mu trebaju poeni. Bio je među velikanima, pa nema razloga da to ponovo ne postigne.
To the basics, work hard, get very fit and try to compete as hard because you need the points, you need to be seeded. If you're not seeded in top 8, you're going to expect big opponents in round 4-5. So he's going to go there back, and he's been there once. So there's no point that he can't do this anything. He's still young, he's still potential is there. It's just this is a hard competition, this tennis.
Prvi dan već kada su izašle vijesti o navodima o match fixingu, o namještanju mečeva, već je Marin Cilic se morao braniti protiv navoda da je on možda taj jedan od tih koji su ovdje.
The whole match fixing scandal was a sensation and attraction from the British media. Obviously you pick the first day of the Grand Slam because if you start publish it in February or March, nobody will listen or follow. Why? Because it's an old stuff.
To je bila senzacija koju su proizveli britanski mediji. To se događa u svim sportovima. Nitko nije uhvaćen, ali gdje je veliki novac, tamo su i kriminalci. Zato postoje tijela koja vrše kontrolu i da se utvrde igrači. Postoji lista onih koji su sudjelovali u namještanju mečeva i lista onih na koje se sumnja, lista upozorenja. Ali nitko nije kažnjen. Važno je ne prihvatiti ponude, jer tada nema iz takvih aktivnosti izlaza. Pitanje je zašto se i kladionice uzimaju kao sponzori, što je poseban problem ovdje.
And to find out who is the cheater. They found some players, yet these syndicates or mafia, they approaching everyone. They try hard, they try to get money. Most important, don't get involved because there is no way out. If you don't follow the rule, you get punished. But I think the question mark is employ William Hill or to engage a betting agency as a sponsor of Australian Open. No other Grand Slam has a betting company as a sponsor. Even the children to bet because children watch TV, children watch tennis, and they have spots and they have ads during the coverage on Channel 7. And the William Hill company is there and they advertise. That's ridiculous.
To je među igračima se isto čulo. Borna Čorić u Čenaju izvrsan rezultat u finalu je bio protiv Stana Wawrinke. Ovdje ispao u prvom kolu.
Yes, it's another player with a good potential. It's a different story tournament, ATP, and a different is Grand Slam. The big star or the big player becomes a big player on the Grand Slam tournament in the right moment when you need that. And that has to come all together. Your confidence, your mentality, your physical preparation and your skills. There is no doubt that Borna is a talented player.
Veliki se igrač postaje na velikim turnirima gdje se očituje sigurnost, način igre, vještina i fizička pripremljenost. Borna je darovit, ali je teško boriti se protiv tako dobro pripremljenih igrača, a za najmanji propust se jednostavno ispada iz igre.
and they prepare the play as well. So you, if you miss something somewhere and if you do small little mistakes, you are very quickly out.
Hrvatska ima nekoliko tenisačica isto. Zašto nekog poput recimo Ane Konjuk, ali također nekog kod Ona Vekić od koje se jako puno očekivalo isto kad se pojavila na sceni, zašto recimo te djevojke nisu dalje išle?
To je dva different puti. Yeah, Donna Vekic is partly also victim of a lot of talk, what happened last year with Kyrgios and Wawrinka and others. That didn't help her at all. Personal stuff involved. She's very young and it hurts.
Donna Vekić je dijelom žrtva ogovaranja, što joj šteti jer je još mlada i teško se nosi sa skandalima. Mora to jednostavno zaboraviti i predano raditi. Treba prihvatiti padove i natjecati se kako bi se ušlo među pet najboljih, jer to garantira vrhunsku igru.
And start working, yes, it applies the same to like Borna or Konjuk. There is a talent, you just have to put the hard work. Kasatkina, for example, the young Russian, 18, and she fights Serena, lost to Serena 6-1, 6-1, and was completely bombarded out of the court. And she came to the press conference and she said, now I know what is a woman's tennis. You know, I just got a lesson what to improve and where to work if I want to be there. So just acknowledge that you're not good enough in women's tennis unless you're in top five and you can compete against the big ones.